I congratulate Vermont on actually having a law passed through the legislative process, because we watched in California, we have watched in Washington, we are watching now in Colorado and Oregon how money is being used to undermine the citizens' right to know and the citizens' right to choose.
Dr. Shiva, the manufacturers will say that the genetically modified seeds and the genetically modified foods are substantially the same and indistinguishable from non-genetically modified foods. What is wrong with the genetically modified foods, and do you believe they are indistinguishable?
No, if they were indistinguishable, the same companies that claim substantial equivalence wouldn't be claiming intellectual property rights. Even the challenge of the industry to the Vermont law very, very clearly states that genetic engineering includes introducing a gene that doesn't belong to the organism. The term substantial equivalence has no meaning when you are modifying at the genetic level. If you're modifying at the genetic level, you look at differences at the genetic level. So the term substantial equivalence is absolutely misleading.
Dr. Shiva, in your talk in Contois, you noted that the bill passed in Vermont was vital. Vermont's a very, very small state compared to other countries and even the rest of the U.S. How is their new law vital? I mean, how much impact can it have?
Even the smallest of lamps brings light. The Vermont law is a lamp in a very dark room. And in fact, Monsanto tried to pass a law which was nicknamed the Dark Act, saying no state can bring a law, only the federal government can. I believe that even though Vermont is small, citizens achieving their right to know and defending their right to choose through their legislature and their elected representative is what democracy is about.
How well do you think Vermont will do in the legal battle against some of these corporate food companies that are using GMOs?
I read both the challenge to the law from the corporations, grocery manufacturers, we could just call them the junk food industry. And it has arrogance reeking through it, because the assumption is we don't have to be grounded in law, we just have to make declarations pretending that we are persons and our freedom of speech is being taken away. So not only is it about GMOs, it is about the deliberate confusion being created about personhood and a perversion that corporations can be defined as human beings like you and me. Now, that's only happening in the United States. And we don't want it to spread like a toxic virus around the world. So I feel that the case in Vermont is so fertile on so many directions. And I've read the defense of the Attorney General. It is high-class legal defense. When you look at the amount of case citation compared to absence of anything in the corporate challenge. So it's multi-layered, the case out here.
Dr. Shiva, genetically modified foods are really, in the U.S., pretty much ubiquitous. What should and can be done about these genetically modified foods that are out there, that are in the marketplace, and that we may or may not know we are actually being exposed to?
The first thing about genetically modified foods is it's really corn and soya that dominate. Only 10% of the corn and soya is eaten by human beings. Most of it goes into animal feed and biofuel. And that depends on the subsidies that are available. So what needs to be done is, first and foremost, those subsidies need to be removed. The second thing that needs to be done is a diversification of the agriculture base and the food base. The more diversified an agriculture system, the more its productivity and higher the incomes of farmers. The third thing that needs to be done is the promotion of organic for reasons of protection of ecological systems, protection of people's health. Everywhere I travel, including in the United States, young people want to be organic farmers. So these are the policy shifts that are needed, and I hope these are the policy shifts that will slowly be triggered by Vermont's labeling law. the Vermont law basically is allowing people to have precautionary principle exercised in their daily life, because sadly the government has failed. And all strength to the courts and all strength to the government of Vermont to deal with a case which I think has huge significance for the planet and people everywhere in the world.
An August New Yorker article by Michael Spector echoed critics of Dr. Shiva. His concluding paragraph states, quote, "Much of what she says resonates with the many people who feel that profit-seeking corporations hold too much power over the food they eat. But her statements are rarely supported by data, and her positions often seem more like those of an end-of-days mystic than like those of a scientist," unquote. It's a critique that Shiva and her supporters vigorously refute. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.